Now listen to the lecture.
Today we'll go into the intriguing world of over 47 species of leafcutter ants, which are predominantly found in the tropical rainforests of Central and South America. These amazing beings live in a caste system restricted society that exhibits outstanding cooperation and labor sharing. They are distinguished from other ant species by their amazing capacity to grow fungal gardens, which is a feature that sets them apart from other ant species. We must first talk about the intricate societal structure of leafcutter ants in order to comprehend their significance. Leafcutter ants have a caste system that is separated into workers, soldiers, and reproductive individuals, just like many other ant species. Depending on their size, workers are further divided into many subcastes, each of which is in charge of carrying out certain tasks. They can be quite productive in their everyday tasks thanks to this arrangement, which also helps the colony as a whole. I'm particularly intrigued by the leafcutter ant society's practice of fungus gardening. Leafcutter ants, as their name suggests, harvest leaves from plants and bring them back to their nests. Contrary to what many people think, they don't consume these leaves. Instead, they use the plant matter to feed a grown fungus that becomes their main source of nourishment. This symbiotic interaction is a prime example of mutualism in nature and has evolved over millions of years. It is interesting that this reciprocal connection is deeper still. The ants' bodies contain a particular bacterium that produces antibiotic chemicals that help ward against dangerous mold and germs. For the purpose of defending the ants' fungal gardens, chemical warfare is necessary. Several researchers have even compared the use of antibiotics by ants to current agricultural methods. Leafcutter ants are devoted protectors of their home range. Due to their size and strength, soldier ants are in charge of repelling any dangers. They have strong mandibles that can pierce flesh, which has attracted the attention of researchers who are interested in exploring the possibility of using them in surgical procedures. One cannot help but be in awe at the adaptability and dexterity of these organisms in varied contexts, despite the fact that it is not a common habit. Finally, let's think about how leafcutter ants affect the environment. They are occasionally viewed as pests because they defoliate plants, which can result in lower crop yields. Nonetheless, by assisting in the process of decomposition and recycling nutrients back into the soil, these ants perform a crucial part in preserving the equilibrium of their ecosystem. They may impair agriculture in some way, but their total benefit to the ecosystem outweighs any potential drawbacks. Finally, the leafcutter ants give us an enthralling glimpse into the complexity and inventiveness of insect life. These ants have complex social systems and inventive farming methods, which teach us important lessons about collaboration, flexibility, and resiliency.